The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I'll start when you start.
I'm waiting for the beep. Welcome to the Thursday edition of the Mike O'Mara Show. We've been having a great time this week. Hi, Oscar. Hi, Rob.
Hey, hello. Now.
Hi, Mark Ronick. We're going to talk a little bit about the roller derby phenomenon today. I've seen a lot of chat about that in the chat room. But, Rob,
has it become a phenomenon already?
Apparently it has.
Wow. Well, that's exciting. It somehow eluded me.
It's hot.
It's going to be all over the internet.
But, Rob, I'm telling you, I could listen all day, all week. Somebody even suggested a reality show of you just fielding calls from telemarketers. And I understand you got yet another one yesterday.
Yeah, and it caught me unawares. Right. Now, normally I'm on top of this stuff, mm-hmm. Oscar, but the phone rings last night, of course, dinner time, about to take the 72-pound Costco chicken pot pie out of the oven. It's almost ready.
Right.
And the phone rings. I'm up in the bedroom. The kids are running around, and caller ID reads Florida.
Oh.
And I think, well, this has got to be Mike.
Well, that's delightful.
No, of course Mike is calling you. He's probably drunk down with you.
And, mm-hmm. it's Wednesday night, about mm-hmm. the time he's going to call me and tell us what a great job we've been doing without him.
I've been expecting
that. You got that call as well?
Yeah, I was hoping for it.
Not at all.
So I pick it up, and who's on the other line? Who? And already, you know it's a telemarketer, because after you say hello, mm-hmm. you hear too much noise and no talking. So mm-hmm. I say hello, and I hear,
oh.
Hello, this is David. And I said, I wish I was not two levels away from my recording setup, because yes. this is going to be good. Uh-huh. But there was no way to record. I said, are you sure your name is David? Because your voice is very high.
Mm-hmm.
He says, yes, I'm sure my name is David. And I realize now, oh my God, international telemarketing travel. The guys that I gave all the crap to yesterday.
The same guys.
This is also Florida.
Yes. Same outfit.
And I said, I know what's going on here. So I cover the phone like a 1940s film.
Yeah.
There's a mute, but I still cover the phone.
Right,
with
right.
My hand.
That's the
I
way.
Said, Gary, Robert, Julia.
You called the whole family.
Come
to the
around.
Phone.
We're gonna do a show. And I put on the speakerphone, and
yes.
I say, David, what do you do? You obviously are a telemarketer for a living, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said, yes. I said, would you like to guess what I do?
Oh my God.
He says, I really have no idea. I said, I'm a psychic. He said, really? Uh-huh. I haven't been with a psychic in like forever. I said, you've been with a psychic? He said, yes. I said, I knew that. And I said, I'm holding my hand over the phone. And at this point, Robert's eyes are as big as dinner plates,
because
he's never seen this operation really go down like this.
That's mysterious.
Yes, it's very mysterious, like this music. And I say, I see that you are calling to sell. No. You're not going to sell me something. You have a gift with no strings attached. It is, I'm going somewhere. I'm going on a trip. I'm going on a trip for three days and two nights. And I have a choice. And it could be Las Vegas. And it could be Cocoa Beach, Florida. And it could be Orlando, Florida. Mm-hmm. It could be any number of places. And all I have to do is come to Frederick, Maryland.
Ooh.
Oh, I've got to go to Frederick, Maryland for a 90-minute tour of the facility, and the trip is mine, no strings attached. Is that right? And he pauses, and he says, wow.
You frightened him.
Yeah. I said, and David, I think you work in the the notification department. I'm seeing notification department.
Wow.
And he said, that's what I do.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I do.
He's
and
shaken now. Isn't
he is. He's yeah. shaken.
Oh,
I say,
guy's like 22.
And I don't know. And this is the thing I said,
Jesus.
I'm having a problem, David. The only thing I can picture your age. How old are you?
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm 17.
Oh,
that poor
no.
kid.
And at that point, I dropped the facade. I say, 17? For Christ's sake, hang up the phone and go out and get a date.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hello? Who is it?
It is King Arthur, and these are my knights of the Round Table. Whose castle is this?
This is the castle of my master, Guido Luamba.
Go and tell your master that we have been charged by God with a sacred quest. If he will give us food and shelter for the night, he can join us in our quest for the Holy Grail.
Well, I'll ask him, but I don't think he'll be very keen. He's already got one, you see?
What?
He says they've already got one.
Are you sure he's got one?
Oh, yes, it's very nice, sir.
I told them we already got one.
Well, can we come up and have a look?
Of course not. You are English type, sir.
Well, what are you then?
I'm French. Why do you think I have this outrageous accent, you silly king?
What are you doing in England?
Mind your own business.
If you will not show us the Grail, we shall take your castle by force.
You don't frighten us, English pig dogs. Go and boil your bottom, sons of a silly person. I'll blow my nose at you, so-called Arthur King. You and all your silly English kniggets.
What a strange person. Now look here, my good man.
I don't want to talk to you no more, you empty-headed animal food trough whopper. I fart in your general direction. Your mother was a hamster and your father smelt of elderberries.
Is there someone else up there we could talk to?
No, now go away or I shall taunt you a second time.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now here's Rob.
Go away or I shall taunt you a second time. That's right. Enjoyed all across America and in 148 countries around the world.
Wow.
From the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, this is MikeO'MaraShow.com, and it is, let me double check, yes, 24 March. 2011.
Nobody says that.
I'm doing it like British because it was the Monty Python. We are 5.5 million downloads and still growing.
Where are your kniggets?
Yeah, are we closing in on six, Mark?
Yeah, we actually are. Yes,
very soon.
Should be very soon.
Maybe this month.
Oh, I think it could be Monday.
Wow. Oh, cool. Well, let me know.
Sure.
Excellent. I'll not be reading the show open then, but
right.
I'll want to know.
I'm excited. Today's show is brought to you by Complete Tax. This year, let Complete Tax do your taxes free or choose one of their very affordable tax preparation packages for individuals, business owners, and the self-employed. Complete Tax offers a maximum refund guarantee and guaranteed accurate calculations. Save time and money. Let Complete Tax get it right for you. Click their ad at MikeO'MaraShow.com. I was on the phone with my tax accountant last night.
Huh?
Somebody shoot me. I'm calling Complete Tax.
Fun was it?
Oh, man. And I got off the phone. I got an email from him. He says, I just found another page of questions I forgot to ask you.
What is he like? Is he from Us Magazine? What questions?
This guy.
You pay these people to ask you questions.
Is he interviewing you?
It's like that. He asks me questions about every little transaction over the last year.
What I picture, Buzz, maybe I'm wrong, but you've always been sort of the guy that I admire tax-wise. You seem to get the most back.
I
do picture a dog-eared shoebox with an elastic band around it full of receipts.
This same accountant used to do taxes for Siskel and Ebert back in the day when I first hired this agent and this accountant.
And look at them.
And a team,
if you will.
Literally, Roger Ebert would bring his in a grocery bag. He'd just bring like a grocery bag full of receipts and go, here.
Hey, here's a lot of receipts.
I wish I could get away with
that.
And
now he says, hello. Here is a bag of receipts.
I think most people, I would say most people scan their receipts now, but I keep mine in two different bags.
Yeah. I have a file, file folders.
I have file folders. And since most of the stuff I deduct for the show is bought through Amazon, music and equipment.
Oh, you have a digital copy.
I have a digital copy backed up, but I still print out a paper and put it in a binder clip and in a folder and keep it away. And I say, Carrie, go do get our money back.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, Carrie loves doing things.
She does.
She loves
doing things. And you're a very lucky man for having her. No?
Luck is funny, isn't it?
We're
a good match.
We're all lucky to have our women, aren't we? Which brings us to today's top story. Oh, man. I'm driving to work today, and I got a phone call from Kara. As you know, she and I are in touch constantly.
Yeah, apparently.
No, I haven't heard from her. Haven't heard from her in ages. But the phone
you,
rings.
As you say.
Yeah, that's what I'm my story, and
the,
I'm sticking to it.
Now, the last Gabe Strine illustration didn't point
the
that out.
The current one,
the latest. I apologize. Right,
now, Kara is Oscar's better half.
Yes,
and they have a wonderful relationship. But
I would
classify it as stormy at times.
Toxic.
No, yeah. I wouldn't say
some
toxic.
Some may say toxic.
Look at you. You're alive.
You're being too kind.
It's tumultuous.
Yes, it is. It's
so anyway. She's together, but she's a little bit upset and a little bit concerned.
Can you hear tears in her voice?
She's fighting. She's holding them back.
Oh, yeah. I get that a lot when women call me.
But, so what's going on? Oscar?
So basically, I have a toxic relationship. And I probably have a lot to do with it. Before we launch,
just for me,
yes.
What exactly went on in the conversation with her? Because you painted a picture and then you tossed it out. She called. Was this before or after
the sexting?
There was no sexting.
What was the approximate time of day, and what did she tell you?
Just about an hour ago, as I'm driving toward Mike's house for us to do today's show.
Okay.
The phone rings, and it's a Maryland area code. I don't recognize the number. There's no name associated with it on the caller ID. And I answered him, and it's, hi, it's Kara. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, Kara, what's up? And she said, have you heard from Oscar? Is he coming in to do the show today?
Oh.
And I said, well, A, no, I haven't heard from Oscar. And B, I think he is coming in to do the show today. She says, well, he has taken a personal day at his other job.
Yeah. Oh.
And she said, we have just had a huge, huge fight. And he wants to break up with me and kick me to the curb. And I said, oh, dear. I said, yeah, you guys are just such a great couple. I said, is there anything, if there's anything I can do, please let me know. And she said, please tell him I'm a good person, that you're a good judge of character, and that I'm a good person. And so, Oscar, I'm going to tell you.
This coming from a man that's texted my girlfriend more than I text her. Well,
that's why I know. That's why I can say with confidence she's a good person.
And well, since you live.
You should probably hear a story or two before we get
into that. Since you live with her, he probably has more need to text
that
her.
That is true.
Because he's not
direct
right
communication.
There. Well, obviously, you've had yourself a morning because you've done nothing with your hair. What is your side of the story?
Well, let's rewind. You know what? I'm going to tell a story, and I'm going to change the names of a couple different people to protect the innocent.
Okay, right, I think fine. That's a good
and
idea.
And I obviously, you know, care myself, and I have to be as honest as possible to say that I wasn't going to talk about this today.
Really? What? Because I wasn't
going to talk about it because I was truly embarrassed.
Mm.
I was embarrassed, and I
embarrassed for yourself.
I'm embarrassed for both of us
for the relationship.
My. Yes.
Well, that's a good sign. Actually,
no, because look. You can only watch a Kool-Aid guy break through the wrong brick wall so many times, so it gets kind of old.
Well, let me tell you why the embarrassment is a good sign. And I told Carrie this when she was just making me absolutely nuts one time. And I said, oh, and she said, you must hate me. I said, Carrie, the very fact that you can make me this crazy means that I love you.
That's true.
Because I still care. The fact that you feel embarrassment means you care desperately about her.
The opposite of love isn't hate, it's indifference.
That's true.
Exactly.
That's right. I really don't care that you said it, but.
So this is what happened.
Yes.
I want to say this all started this past Saturday night when on Saturday night I've been spending a lot of time with my family, and I'm not playing the cancer card or anything like that.
But
obviously, my father,
for obvious reasons,
and it figures into it.
Is
I'm sure.
going through a lot, and
it's been stressful on you too.
And look, it's my burden because I decide to make it part of my life, and it's my family, and I decide to make that the first priority in my life.
Rightly so.
And my father's going through chemotherapy, and it's weird when your parents get sick, they almost regress. They turn into little kids and you become the adults. Right. Anybody that's going through this realizes
I've seen
this.
It. You're the caregiver, and not only is it odd, it's disorienting.
Yes,
and
it's
very
weird,
it puts you in a weird
and
place.
And it sucks.
You're the parent.
But I'm happy to step in because I'm the closest of all my siblings, and my mom really can't shoulder the burden all by herself.
No. Of course.
And my burden isn't that much. It's really proximity and company. That my father's looking for.
Okay.
And I don't know if he's trying to make up for lost time. I don't know if he feels guilty for not being around when we were younger. I
know you carry a sense of responsibility about this.
And
you feel that you should.
I almost feel like I am the patriarch of our family.
That's what I'm talking about.
And you know what? It falls naturally in situations like this. I've seen it in several situations. Mm-hmm. the patriarch duties fall seemingly naturally to one person, even if they don't want it.
Very true.
It goes to that person. Yes. And just from however things
geographically,
you.
It's where I am in life, and who's, I don't have, you know, I don't have children, I'm not married.
You can't explain why.
Exactly. Right.
It just happens.
Right. And I'm more than welcome to take that on, and I accept that role. Mm-hmm. I will say, though, with that role comes strains in different areas of your life,
whether
it be at work, or it may be in your relationship,
or everything,
and within those strains, certain things get exposed. That being said, on Saturday night, my father, who's going through chemo, and everybody that's been through chemo before realizes that either they stay in the house or they briefly go out, and they're not supposed to be around large crowds because they may get sick and their immune system's low and yada, 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 yada.
Chemo is essentially poison. It lowers your immune system.
Right. I finally convinced my father, because I feel like he's in like some sort of depression, because that does happen
of course.
When you're in this type of treatment. Mm-hmm. And I said, let's go see Limitless. We'll go to the late night show. It'll be a 10-something show. There'll be like just a handful of people in there probably.
Right, no crowd.
Everybody has gone to the 7 to 9 o'clock. This is the latest show they have. It's at 10:30.
Right.
Okay.
On a weeknight.
On a weeknight. And I had told Kara that I was planning to spend the weekend with my father regardless.
Right, right.
I call Kara that evening and I say to her, I say, hey, I called her four or five times. I think the fifth time, it wasn't stalker calling, because Kara just for some reason just never answers her phone.
Never answers.
It's in front of her, whether it's in her purse, or whether she's out and about.
Okay, this is a valid question, I feel. On these four or five times that you called, do you leave a message anytime?
No, I don't.
No message.
Okay,
so you're just trying to check in.
Just checking in.
Right.
No panicking
because
messages.
I had known that she had told me she had... God, she had inferred she was going out with a friend of mine, a mutual friend of ours named Jessica.
She implied that.
She implied that.
You
yes.
inferred it.
Yes, I inferred that. She had implied that to me.
Okay, I feel you.
And so when she finally picked up the phone, she said to me, I said, are you out with Jessica? And she said, yes, I'm out with Jessica. Or she said something. She said, basically, she implied to me that she was out with Jessica.
Okay.
All right.
No big deal. Go out, watch Limitless. Two thumbs up. Bradley Cooper. I'm a big fan now.
I hear it's a great movie.
Especially since he just broke up with old squinty eye, Renee Zellweger. He could do much better than he is now.
Yeah.
So we have a great time at the movie. I don't hear from her all night.
Right.
No big deal. Next day, I wake up. I'm high-fiving my dad. We were talking about
this
the movie.
Is Sunday
we're
morning?
Having a good time. Yeah,
good.
Sunday morning.
Okay. Good.
And I text Kara a couple different things. I text her one. I think it was good morning. She texted me good morning around 11. So and so. I said,
nice.
"How was last night?" Dot dot dot. Just like no big deal.
Right. Yeah,
what was
right.
What was last night
make
like?
A conversation.
Yes. Yeah.
About an hour later, we get on the phone and she says, "I have to tell you, I didn't go out with Jessica last night."
Okay.
Well, this is news to you.
Yes. And I said, "What do you mean you didn't go out with Jessica?" She goes, "I went out with her friend Jason." I said, "Just you and Jason?" And she said, "Yes, but we met up with some other girls later, but." I said, wait, but when I called you and I said, are you out with Jessica? You said, yes. She goes, no, I told you I was out with friends. And I said, Kara, we're both adults here. You made me think that you're out with Jessica.
She's playing a trick on you.
Yes.
Yeah. And by not telling you the absolute, what is that? Guilty by the omission of truth.
Maybe. Or did you, I don't know. So
you'd have to actually hear the
conversation. Going back to that call. But, yeah. Going back to the call. You asked her point blank, are you out with Jessica? I'm just asking.
I said, are you out with Jessica?
Right.
And she says her contention to me was, I said I was out with friends.
Right.
I didn't say no, but she told me, and she told me.
What did
my
she
regulation,
say?
Yeah. Said yes.
Okay.
I'm out with Jessica.
Okay.
Okay. But she's saying that she's out with friends.
Who cares? It's splitting hairs.
It is.
She knew what I was saying.
That's true.
And Rob, are you sitting in that chair, or are you actually?
I just wanted to make sure
I'm out
that
with
you
Jessica.
Were,
okay.
I just wanted to make sure that you weren't just assuming that, and I wanted to make sure that she actually agreed with you that she was out with Jessica. You see what I'm saying?
Did
she confirmed it?
Buzz,
that's all.
What's the reality here?
I don't know.
Right.
I'm asking you.
Is Mark sitting in that chair in front of the computer?
Yes, although I don't see the point of the question.
The point of the question is this. If I ask Mark, are you sitting in that chair?
Uh-huh.
And he says to me, gives me a different answer, and he makes it seem like he's not sitting in the chair,
right.
Then I'm going to think that he's not sitting in the chair.
I understand.
Right?
And also to
he
break
says,
it
yeah,
down.
Yeah, I'm around the desk.
to break.
He's still there.
Right, right.
Doesn't matter if he's sitting or he's standing.
I'm lounging. Okay. I don't know that I'm sitting.
Yeah, exactly.
It turns into a Jackie Mason thing. Here's what needs to be said, I think, for your point, is that she never said, no, I'm not out with Jessica. And the point
I'm out with Jason,
but she
her
never,
friend.
Yeah, so she never told you what
she
was going on.
She could have
been a lot more clear, even in her version of the story.
Yes.
Okay, I'm with you
but
there.
But regardless,
just ask him.
If she calls me and I'm out and she tells me, are you out with Mark? And I say, yes, I'm out with friends. Right. I'm going to think, she's going to think I'm out with Mark.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
That was her answer. She said, I said, yes, I'm out with friends.
Okay, all right. Very good.
So she gave you two answers.
She gave me two answers.
Right. Yeah. I understand.
Which, by the way, I'm not in the Matrix and I'm not trying to code something. I take it at face value.
Right.
All right. So that was that.
Life. Okay. Life is a Matrix.
The next day.
Yeah.
When I write her.
Do you know this Jason guy?
I do not know him.
Ah. Really? Never met him.
I've never met him.
Because my impression is that he might be some sort of playout.
Jason is friends with my great friend from high school, Jessica, and her boyfriend.
Uh-huh. Okay.
She is her boyfriend's friend.
I see.
They had met a couple weeks earlier at a night that I did not go out with them.
I see. Maybe she was not out with Jessica that night either.
Now, well, excuse me, Mark Ronick. Mark, you have to put up his mic.
Are you worried that she's doing something wrong?
Well, this is Sunday morning, guys.
Okay.
This is Thursday if you're listening to this on a podcast.
Right.
This is days later.
Hours
so
later.
So I say to her, after I text her, how was last night? I get a hot call like 20 minutes later. She says, I have to tell you that I wasn't out with Jessica last night. I went out with Jason, but then we went out with a bunch of his girlfriends.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, that's weird because Why did you tell me that you were out with Jessica when I asked you? And then she did the old tap dance of the lie. And I said, well, you lied to me. I don't appreciate that. And then two, why are you telling me the truth now? And I said, wait a second. I know why you're telling me the truth. It's because I texted you, how was last night? ... You might have figured that I talked to Jessica and realized that she wasn't out with you.
You knew that I knew
that
I knew that
but
you
that's
knew.
The only thing I can come up with.
Yeah.
And then we go.
And you really weren't casting a line.
No.
You were just being cordial.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
That's all I was doing.
There's a lot
Excuse
of
me,
there's
please.
Guilt
well,
to play
she was
there.
Guilty.
Yeah.
Yes.
Guilty of
yes.
being on.
Yeah. Yeah. So
communication has turned to consternation.
I do a little math and I realized that she had lied to me. She had lied to me. She had not called me all night.
Right.
And I really, that's not a big deal in my eyes in the past, but now that she's lied to me, I think something's up.
Sure.
So I jump in my car and I drive to DC.
Not a short drive for
not
you.
Not a short drive, about a 45-minute drive.
Bet you would rather have been with your family at that particular
exactly.
time.
My dad says, what's time. Happening? We're about to have lunch. I said, I have to go take care of something, and I roll out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I get to the house and I said, we need to talk about this. What is going on? And she
does she know you're coming to see her?
She has no idea.
So when you walk in, it's ta-da.
Yeah, it's like, hey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She goes, oh, you're here? And I'm like, yeah, I'm here. I say, and my mindset was this, guys, that if anything was going on and something fishy was up, all I had to do is pick up her phone and look at her text messages.
Right.
That's it.
We've done this before.
We have done this before.
Yeah, we've been here.
So I walked in and I said, look, I don't appreciate you lying to me. Why did you lie to me? She said, well, I didn't want to make it a big deal. And I said,
nice job.
I said, well, what do you mean you don't want to make a big deal? I said, because you clearly knew you're out of line and this was just disrespectful to our relationship and this wasn't cool.
Right.
And she said to me, well, she goes, I knew you would be mad. And I said, well, can you explain to me where the F this guy Jason came from? Because last I heard he was friends with our friend Jessica and her boyfriend, and I've never met him before. And she said, well, she gave me this whole story of how like she got his number, so they exchanged information that night when I didn't go out.
Okay.
And they were going back and forth, blah, blah, blah. I said, okay, well, look, if you're telling me the truth here, and it was kind of a last minute thing, you guys just went out and you wanted to go out. I was like, let me see your phone. And she goes, why? And I said, because I want to see your text messages, because that'll probably, you told me you were texting back and forth with
it'll
him.
It'll clear her.
It'll clear everything.
Right. Would this be a great place to take a break?
Yes, it will.
All right.
I think we should. All right. Here.
In that case, hold that thought, Mr. Santana, and we will apologize down the line for the premature timpani. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, and we'll be back right after this.
I got a 65 Cadillac.
Back once again.
I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah, you know what it is? It makes me uneasy.
Yes.
It's www.mikeomerashow.com, and this thrilling story does not come without a price.
No, it's brought to you by Dr. Bruce Friedman. Right now, Dr. Friedman's offering breast augmentation for just $49.90, and that goes for guys, too. That's a savings of over $1,000. Have somebody you know call Dr. Friedman's office today. Get ready for summer. You'll find Dr. Friedman's number by clicking his ad on our website.
That's the best way to do it, too. Mm-hmm. Just go to the Michael Mara Show website and click on through.
If you're just joining us.
Yes, because a lot of people start podcasts 24 minutes in.
Or if they're listening on the radio.
I know, I'm just giving you a hard time, yes. My dear boy.
Just quickly, I'm in the middle of uncovering what seems to be a lie from my almost three-year now girlfriend, Kara. Mackenzie, my girlfriend, and everybody knows her last name. She's on Facebook. It's fine.
So you've gotten back. You've sort of surprised her, walked in on the apartment,
yes.
And you've asked for the cellular telephone.
Yes. And I said, if you're telling me that you casually texted back and forth and you went out with this guy and you lied to me about it because you didn't want to make a big deal about it, let me see your phone.
What's her immediate, not her reaction as far as facial, what's her body language?
She's just on the couch, and I'm not, this isn't raging out Santana like I did that one night.
Yeah.
I'm sober. And right. I'm sober, right? Uh-huh. Great times, I'm sober.
Good. And not 45 minutes earlier, you were in a great mood.
Yes, and I thought I had 45 minutes to see how am I going to approach this subject.
Yeah. You thought it through.
How am I going to go through
You're
this?
Talking to yourself in the car like Ben Stiller.
I do not want to end up in jail. I do not want any drama.
Don't
want any of that.
Right.
So, I ask her for her cell phone, and she says, why? And I said, because if you're telling me the truth, your messages are going to clear, are going to corroborate your story, and that is that.
There's that timpani.
When I pick up the phone, and I go into what is her Droid settings for her text messages, she had erased her text messages.
Okay. We've seen this behavior before as well.
Yes.
The last time you guys had a powerful dust-up.
Did she have an explanation for having erased her text messages?
And she had done this the last time you had.
She had erased her text messages from Jason.
Oh, just from Jason. Jason.
Nobody else.
Nobody else.
Now, the last time you had the dust-up that involved the expensive sunglasses and the MacBook on the... This was the same behavior. The messages were gone, right?
Yes, they were.
Did she have an explanation for erasing Jason's messages?
She said... I erased the messages because I knew you were going to get upset.
Did you ask her why? What about the messages might
have
upset you?
And then she said, why didn't you tell me not to erase the messages? And I said,
what?
I didn't know you were going to erase the messages. Why should I have to tell you that?
Yeah, up to 45 minutes ago, you didn't even know she was out with Jason. It's not going to be the first thing on your mind.
She didn't know you were coming over to look at the
messages. No. So she clearly erased them because she thought, either A, they're inappropriate, or B, they would convict her.
When you got to the apartment.
Or condemn her.
Well, both. When you got to the apartment, did the air hang heavy with the smell of guilt?
It was the typical, you catch someone in a lie, and then, you know, you go through this back and forth.
See, here's what I'm hoping, Oscar, because I think you and Kara, I truly do think you guys are.
I'm not even close to being done.
I know, but let me just jump in here because occasionally, from time to time, I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to know that I love you and I'm on your side,
yes.
And we're a team.
And
we're a team here.
I take 50% of the blame.
We've got your back.
40.
I guess my worry is that you guys are such a great couple.
Yes.
I want to make sure I keep asking these things to make sure that this is not just some kind of wacky misunderstanding.
A merry mix-up.
You know, and that it's, you know, maybe not anything more than that. That's what I keep hoping
All
for.
Of America is rooting for you to breed the most beautiful children
exactly.
ever made.
Exactly.
So.
Yes, please continue.
I appreciate that, Buzz. Not going to help. So.
I thought it helped.
Thank you.
The most embarrassing aspect, and I swore up and down on this show, if you've been following this podcast and you haven't, shame on you.
Yeah.
And I also talked about this on Big Owen Dukes that, you know, I work with Chad and he's known me for multiple years.
Right,
and
we've
gone up and down with this drama in my
life.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And vice versa. And I said to myself that I was not embarrassed and I would do everything all over again because you have to set borders and limits in a relationship of what is acceptable and what is not.
That's
and
true.
If you do not do that, then you are just setting yourself up in the long run for really carte blanche.
And this
anything
is,
goes.
This is most important as the relationship progresses.
Yes, and as it gets serious and as it evolves.
Early
absolutely,
on, maybe
yes.
you can sort of feel each other out, but later on, you want to have boundaries.
When I broke her phone and her MacBook and her sunglasses, etc., while I said on the air I wasn't embarrassed, as I look back, I was completely embarrassed.
Of course.
And
I can see that.
As I took the time to actually register what I had done, I said to myself probably weeks later, I will never do this again.
Good for you.
I will never put myself in this position because, guys, realistically, if I didn't care, I would just walk out and then walk away.
As we said
right?
earlier, yeah, you are not indifferent.
You're invested.
So as I realized that she has erased the messages, call the cops if you will, do what you want. I took her phone, which was in my hands, and I broke it in my hands. That's how upset I was.
Mighty, mighty man.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they make the phones durable.
Now I know why I didn't recognize the number she was calling from.
My hands.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I looked at that.
When it broke open, did any of his text messages fall out?
It smashed the screens, and that is funny, but I can't laugh right now.
Come on. Make you laugh.
And I looked at her, and I said, I'm so sorry. I'm so embarrassed. I was like, I don't know what else to do. I'm going to leave because this is not a good place for me. This is this is just not healthy. This is not going to happen. Mm-hmm. I cannot understand. Either you're going to have to leave or I'm going to have to leave.
My guess is she didn't try to stop you.
No, I didn't leave because I actually sat there and I said, why am I going to inconvenience myself? This is my apartment.
Okay, true.
You should go to your parents. And you should go before this escalates. I am trying to be as calm as possible about this. If you do not leave, I will eventually leave. But if you could go, I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
And Kara's coming back and forth with she does this thing where she thinks I'm cooled down and then tries to make up for it and be okay with it. And I'm not talking make up sexually. I'm just,
I
think you don't understand. I just didn't want you to be mad. Right. I said, Kara, it's two red flags. You go out with this guy you lied to me about. You lie to me about this, and then you tell me the story, and then you don't have the text messages to corroborate your story because you've erased them. What the F am I supposed to think? Like, I don't know what else to do. I do not know what else to do.
Now, at this point, let me it's a small rewind.
Yes.
But playing both sides.
Yes.
If when you had called her on Saturday night, she had said, I'm actually out with that guy, James, and we're going to meet up with Jason.
Yes.
We're going out with this guy, Jason, and we're going to meet up with some girls later on.
From Cameron Hills.
You might not have liked it.
No. Sorry, Jason.
No.
Jason Veazey.
Yes.
And you might not have liked it, but you probably would have been okay with it in the long
run. Guys, I would have been, I'll tell you honestly what would have happened.
Please, I need to know.
I would have probably said, that's kind of strange, but you know what? Cool. No big deal. Have a good time.
And I would be the same way.
I would say, what happened to Jessica?
Right.
And she could have told me Jessica didn't come out and we just ended up meeting. I would have thought it would have been kind of weird, but you know what? I wouldn't have come and checked her text messages. I wouldn't have driven into D.C.
The upfront honesty would have prevented that.
Please. Honesty tends to be the best policy. Has that been said?
So she goes to her parents' house. I'm at home and I sit there.
It's probably 1 o'clock now.
It's in the afternoon sometime.
Okay, all right.
And I sit there and I say to myself, I say, you know what? I could either call Jessica, make a big stink about this, or call this guy and say, look, you really need to, I don't appreciate you pursuing, because what she made it seem is that she was being pursued by this guy.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And whichever way you slice it, Kara, that's what you made it seem to me.
Mm-hmm.
And, or he was always saying, let's go out. There was no back and forth.
Understood.
And there was just maybe limited amount. In my eyes, the way what was implied to me, limited text messages out of the blue. Let's go, all go out as a group. The group didn't show up and it was just them and then a couple of his girlfriends.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I say to her, bygones be bygones. I am mortified that I broke her phone.
Yeah.
I say, I will pay for whatever it is. Not that that makes up for it, but let me take care of it.
Right.
I was completely in the wrong. I can't believe I was driven to this again.
Yeah.
Like I might have some anger management issues. I understand that.
It's okay, Chris Brown.
And exactly. But I'm not trying to resurrect my R&B career. Or that my rapping career.
Yeah, well,
he is a
rapping singer.
Yes.
Is what he is. The kids love him.
So, as the evening turns, it actually turns in my mind that I say, I don't want this dumb situation to escalate.
Right.
We have invested so much time into this relationship.
Try to save this. Yeah.
I have not been perfect in my relationship either.
Nobody is.
That let's just let bygones be bygones.
Right.
And I am not going to call Jessica. I am not going to call Jason.
Here we go.
I am going to take her word for face value, and we are going to move forward.
This is a good way to be.
Yes. And the next day, which would be Monday, just 4 days ago, we patched it up. Everything was fine.
She came back home Sunday
night?
Yeah,
we were high-fiving. She came back home Monday.
Okay, great.
We were high-fiving, and I had really moved on from that situation.
Okay.
Yesterday afternoon, this is Wednesday evening.
Okay.
I am outside of the gym I go to in Clarendon,
right. mm-hmm.
and I get a call from Jessica.
All right.
And Jessica is just calling to catch up. Okay. She's just calling to say, hey, I haven't seen you in forever.
Right.
How's your father doing? And mind you, I've known Jessica since I was 16 years old.
Okay.
Nice. Okay.
I just was calling to say hello.
Concerned friend.
I'm coming out to your party on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Myself and my boyfriend. It's going to be a great time.
Right.
How are you feeling? She's actually a physical therapist. She said, how's your physical therapy
right,
going?
Right.
We're having a casual conversation.
Good talk. Mm-hmm.
And through this conversation, I remember I had a situation this past weekend. And when I say I remember, it was not top of mind.
Right.
But it came back to you.
You chatted about other things.
I said, look, Jessica, this is probably uncomfortable to you, but I have to ask you if you could please convey to your friend, Jason, mm-hmm. that Kara's in a committed relationship, and I'm not okay with her going out, regardless of who did what happened, with her going out with him without me. With I haven't met him.
Let me give you a kudo here, if I can use it in the singular word.
Please.
Kudos to you because you were proactive, not accusatory.
No.
And you didn't want an encounter. You just said, hey, I'm not cool with it. And anything you could do to prevent something in the future
awesome.
Would be great. Well handled.
Yes. And my friend Jessica says, she goes,
ah, wah.
She says, well, she's like, I'm glad you brought that up.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
Do we need to break?
No, we don't.
Okay,
we have 5 more minutes.
I just don't want to go into another timpani and mess that
fine.
Up. I apologize. I'm glad you brought that up because I found it a little strange that they had gone out together by themselves. And I said, well, Jessica, I was under the impression that you all were going to meet up.
Right, friends.
Friends, that this was going to be like a group situation, that this was like last minute, and so. She goes, no, she said, I'm getting from Jason she goes, let me rewind on how this all started.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, how did they meet? She said, well, the night you didn't come out, we were at a nice restaurant in D.C.
You tell a story like Pulp Fiction.
I apologize.
No, it's great. I love
it.
It's very exciting the way it all comes together.
She says to me, 2.5 weeks ago, they had met up with that they had met when we were all out and you didn't come out then. I said, I know that night.
Right.
That's the night I wasn't feeling good and I didn't go out and I dropped her off.
Yes.
She said at the end of the night, Kara had been drinking a little bit. I said to Kara, I will walk you out.
Okay.
And Kara said, no, I want Jason to walk me out.
Oh.
And she said, which I thought was kind of strange, but I let it go. And she grabs Jason's arm and they walk out to the front to get a cab. And I said, I thought that was strange, and I told my boyfriend that.
Uh-huh.
And then when Jason came back, I asked Jason what happened. And Jason said, well, you know, I don't know, but she asked for my number, and I gave her my card. And then she goes, I remember this because I thought it was strange that he had his personal number on his business card.
Hmm.
Because most people don't do that.
Right.
It's like an office number extension, so-and-so.
Yeah. Sure.
All right.
She goes, I remember that back and forth because I thought that the card was kind of cheesy but strange. But moreover, okay, she clearly asked for his number in one way or another. Fast forward 2.5 weeks later where she finds out that she has been corresponding with Jason. That Kara has been corresponding with Jason.
This is Jessica that has found
this out. This is Jessica, my good friend.
Your good friend has found out that they're talking.
And Jessica says, I don't know what the correspondence has been, but Jason had implied to me that it was about them, everybody hanging out, kind of in a group, but going out.
Okay.
The back and forth. And mind you, she has never met this guy before.
Okay.
And I said, okay, well, that's a little strange. I was like, I have to tell you, it's a strange for me as well, because on Saturday night, she had made it seem that she was out with you. Mm-hmm. And then the next day she copped to it. But I think she copped to it because I wrote her a cryptic text message, which was basically just, hey, how was your night?
How'd it go? Yeah.
And so she copped to it because I wrote the message, because otherwise I don't think I'd ever know.
No.
So she basically lied to me and said she was out with you on Saturday night, but she was out with your friend Jason, your boyfriend's friend Jason. Mm-hmm. She goes, well, that's strange as well, because, you know, for me, I don't want to get in the middle of this because my loyalties lied to you.
Sure.
So I had asked my boyfriend to write Jason on Saturday night when I found out that they were out together and make it explicitly clear that she was good friends with Jessica. Mm-hmm. And she knew that Kara's boyfriend is a high school friend.
Right. Okay.
So basically telling Jason to step off.
Okay.
Jason.
She had already done what you wanted her to do.
Yes.
Okay.
Without me even talking to her.
Exactly. Right. So it's not only awkward for you, it's awkward for other people.
Everybody. I'm embarrassed as a man that basically my girlfriend is making plans with other guys.
It's bad when Jessica feels awkward for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I'm sitting there because Jessica has known about our relationship for a while.
Sure.
And I always talked about, when I talk highly about Kara, I talk about her loyalty and her honesty to everybody.
Sure.
That is maybe 80% of what has me to her.
Okay.
Because while she's beautiful, that all fades, people. That and everybody that's in a marriage and that has a long-term relationship, they
realize
that.
Not in my marriage, Oscar.
But of course they don't. It doesn't for Rob's people.
Not if you go to Dr. Bruce.
Very true.
That's what I was referring to.
I've actually gotten more attractive.
Since the show started.
As we move forward and I start wondering, where's the wheel going to stop? Mm-hmm.
Right.
Where what's going to happen? I said, could you please tell me what your side of the story is? What you have heard through your boyfriend or what you have heard through Jason? And what she tells me is this.
Let's take a break.
Okay.
That'll also give RJ a chance to tiptoe into the studio.
Oh, is he here?
I believe so.
We have a good revelation of our lives.
Hey, there he is back from Florida. Woo! There is Mr. Diaz.
Hey, RJ.
Just that thinking on the fly here, Oscar, can we finish this in about 10?
Yes, we
can. All right, then let's forego the audio vault today.
All right.
And push the audio vault into today's bonus show.
Very good.
And that way we can still do the audio that we prepared.
I'm excited.
Okay, very good. A lot of times people would do this behind the scenes, but there's so much to do.
We're having a show meeting right now.
All right, stick around, folk. We're going to hear the conclusion of this thrilling tale of yesteryear on MikeOMaraShow.com. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment is service of...
Yes, it is. My Vacation Experts. The vacation service is not only free, it can save you money and time. Just tell My Vacation Experts where you'd like to go. They'll tell dozens of travel professionals who then compete for your business. Let My Vacation Experts do the research. Just click their ad at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Very good. And when we last left Oscar, he was about to make another revelation.
Yes.
All right, Oscar.
I asked my friend Jessica to explain to me her side of the event. She said, well, basically, as I told you, it seemed to me that Kara had asked for Jason's number, and then Kara had reached out to Jason a week later, and they were having a back and forth on text, and Kara had asked to be friends with Jason on Facebook, and Kara had basically, to make a long story short, it had made it seem in Jason's eyes and in my eyes as well that she had been pursuing him to hang out.
Ouch.
Okay.
So as I continue to talk to her, I say, well, what happened on Saturday night? What did you hear? Because Kara had told me a story that she had gone out and she had been with him and they met up with a bunch of girls.
And friends. And
right.
Yeah.
Yes.
So now you're asking Jessica what she knows about
what
that
night. What does she know? Right. What do you know, Jessica? Right. She goes, this is what I know.
Right.
That, yes, she went out. They met up earlier for drinks. Mm-hmm. And then, yes, he was meeting up with a bunch of other girls and they all went out together.
Mm-hmm.
What Jason told Jessica is that at the end of Kara's night, that Kara made it seem to Jason that she didn't want the night to end. And when I heard that, I clearly didn't go into CrossFit.
No.
I clearly asked Kara. I called Kara. I said, you know, where are you at? And she said, I'm at home. And I Didn't tell her I had a problem. I said, just stay there. Coming home, no big deal. Because I didn't want to give her, I didn't want to tip my hand.
Right, right. Exactly.
You didn't want to have a chance to prepare.
Yes. So I get home and I sit down and there was no fights. There was a little yelling, nothing broken. Because at this point, guys, I'm to blame if I let this continue. That's the bottom line. Okay. I'm to blame and let this continue. And I don't think Jessica has a dog in the fight. She's just a friend. Mm. She didn't call me out of the blue and say, hey, do you know what's going on?
Right.
I broached the subject with her.
I think she called you for that reason.
She called me?
Well, you said Jessica called you. It seemed out of the blue.
Well, no, Jessica called me because Jessica would call me here and there
right.
to check up on my father and to confirm Saturday night.
And he was the one who brought up the thing about Jason with Jessica.
But she said, oh, I'm so glad you asked.
Mark makes an interesting point.
She didn't say, I'm so glad you asked.
Okay.
She goes, I didn't know if I wanted to talk to you about this.
But could Jessica have called you to somehow open the door to this
conversation?
Well,
regardless, guys, I'm glad she did.
Well, yeah.
I'm happy she did if she did it on purpose.
I understand that, but I know that other people can sometimes contribute to the badness of a situation.
But guys,
and sometimes because they want to.
The impetus for the situation was her lying to me.
Yes.
I would never have
asked for a text message. I would never done anything like that if she had not lied to me from the beginning.
So I know you're on your way over and you're going to sit down.
Yes.
You're talking to Kara here in this conversation.
I sit down.
But let me ask you this. Did you ever get a chance to ask her? Did you ask her at any point in any of these conversations?
Kara made it seem to me that he was pursuing her.
Okay.
And she was just being polite.
Were you able to put it to Kara, what is the nature of your relationship with Jason?
Yes.
And what was her answer
She said, I sat down. Mm-hmm. I said, Kara, I want you to think carefully the way you're going to answer these next questions.
Right.
Okay.
Because there's a lot riding on this.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I have talked to some other people. I know a couple different sides of the story
right.
here.
Mm-hmm.
Will you please once again explain to me your side of the story, which, by the way, has changed a little bit here and there.
Sure.
All right.
As we went through a Sunday conversation about this, and I'm not talking about the Sunday conversation on NPR.
Right.
I'm talking about... the Sunday conversation in my apartment.
Because Kara doesn't work on that show
anymore. No, she does.
NPR would be better.
Yes. She said...
You bet.
She basically said to me that... that it was just casual, no big deal. And I said to her, if it was just casual and it was no big deal, why did you erase your text messages?
Mm.
And why did you lie to me?
Why the secrecy?
Yeah.
Yeah. I said, if it's just casual, no big deal, then it's no big deal.
Exactly.
Then you move forward with your life and it's no big deal. And then she went into why are you doing this? You're acting crazy. Mm. And mind you,
defensive.
I'm just sitting there.
You're being calm.
Yes. I actually went and poured myself a drink and I said, what am I going to do? I'm not going to change the past. I'm not going to change what she's done.
Were you feeling kind of defeated at this point?
I'm defeated. Yeah.
Sure.
I am embarrassed. I am upset.
Mm-hmm.
I'm beat up. I'm tired.
Right, right.
I got a lot of S going on in my life.
Right.
This is the last thing you
know. I don't need another layer of this.
This whole situation isolated would suck enough.
Yes.
But on top of what you have on your plate already,
yes.
Really, this is the worst gravy
and
ever.
And I say to her because proactive guys, and I say anybody that doesn't know what's going to happen next, do this. I take out my iPhone. And I record our conversation.
What?
Oh my.
Because I don't want her claiming that I went crazy or I did anything wrong. And that actually was a governor for myself because I knew that, hey, I'm being proactive about this.
That's right, Mel Gibson.
I'm just saying. Hey, you never know.
You never
the
know.
The one thing I did learn about when the last time I raged out is that, and my good friend Chad Dukes told me, he said, dude, I think that you're lucky you didn't go to jail. Because she could have lied.
Possible.
And
yeah.
They're always going to take the girl's side.
Mm-hmm.
And you had nothing to prove otherwise.
Right.
Exactly. Like, that's true.
You never know what's going to happen, especially when passion's involved and relationships are involved. So I put the recorder on the table and I say, this is what we're going to talk about. I want to talk to you about what's going on. And she says to me, I said, guesstimate the amount of conversation you had with Jason. Text-wise, a back and forth, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Was it five? Was it four? Hey, you going out? You know, we all had friends. Hey, what are you doing tonight?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, this and that.
Right.
I said, was it north of 10? Was it 20? Was it 30? Was it 40? What do you think it would be?
Hmm.
She said, maybe about 20, a little bit more than that.
Uh-huh. Really?
Which, In my eyes, guys, I don't know how much you text. I don't text that much with just a random person.
True. Right.
I certainly don't. And if it's a random girl that we're all just hanging out, and we're all just maybe one or two and that's it.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And the reason why she had to answer truthfully is because she knew what the next request was going to be.
Yeah.
Is that I would want to somehow find, if we could find this deleted text log or see the back and forth, because you can see a back and forth of how many people times a number has texted a phone.
Right. You can get that through your account. Right, yeah.
So she had to be somewhat honest and go back and forth. And to pull the curtain back completely, I'm sitting there and I'm telling her this. I said, I'm speechless as well, because 20 minutes ago, and this is where the bombshell comes.
Okay.
I'm on the line with a jeweler talking about an engagement.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Ooh. Right.
And
does she know this? Did you tell her this?
Yeah, and then she goes, now you're just making things up. And I pulled out the phone, and I showed her the time of the call, and I showed her the email. I said,
you're lucky you didn't erase it.
Yes, that's very true. Well said, Rob.
I'm just kidding, of course.
And I said to her, I said, look, you're not a bad person. Mm-hmm. I still love you. I still care for you.
Of course.
But you have to understand that without that text thread, I have nothing. Mm-hmm. I have nothing except for the lie and the lost text thread.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So what do we have? She's like, well, I'm mad at Jessica. Why would Jessica do this?
Deflection.
She just goes into a DEFCON 5 about Jessica, which led into me locking the door to my room and going to bed.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right. I go to bed. Wake up this morning. Again, offensive. Why did Jessica do this? Why would she do something like this?
Not even a good morning?
No, just full tilt, out of control, going crazy. I said, Kara, I'm not fighting with you about this right now. Yeah. There's two ways you can clear this up. You get the text thread, mm-hmm. you get the text amounts, you get it from your good friend Ben, you get it from whoever, because all she's doing is, I don't think Ben would have told her that. She's getting it from a third party. I said, you don't know Ben. Do you know Ben? Right. I've known this girl for almost 30 years, mm-hmm. or 20 years, 15 years. You've known this guy for 2.5 weeks. Why are you defending Ben?
Exactly.
That's the guy's real name, by the way, as you know.
I wondered Jason. About that.
This is how real this is. Yeah. And I said, look, inappropriate, not cool. You show me that and it corroborates your story, we can move forward.
Right.
Figure it out. Call Verizon. Get online. There's got to be a way to do this.
Or have Jason or Ben or whatever his name is send his end.
So
of the
she
thing.
Calls me this morning in a tirade saying, Verizon won't let me get the text messages. There's no way to do it. They're gone. I said, you know what? Your good buddy Ben probably has the thread. Why don't you have him send it over to you?
He's probably kept it.
He's such a nice guy. He's such a nice guy that he was clearly just having drinks with you.
Right.
He clearly maybe didn't get messages from you that maybe you didn't realize you were sending with 20 or so texts. Why don't you have him send it over and work it out? And while you're at it, stop. You're starting to scare me because of the amount of anger that's coming out of your voice.
Right.
That I'm not comfortable with you right now. And if you're going to continue down this road, I will call work and say that I'm taking a personal day and I'm not comfortable with coming in because you're there. And I feel that I, in one way or another, I don't want to air my dirty laundry at work.
Sure.
Because she's at a place, Buzz, where she would walk into my office and I'm on a management level and I don't trust her not to go crazy.
Sure. Right.
And not to embarrass myself and herself and just get into another fight.
Yeah, it's not good for the school machines.
No,
it's
not good for anybody. Guys, it's just not good. It sucks.
Right.
And the last I left it is I get the call from Buzz and he's like, and I wasn't going to talk about this because I was clearly embarrassed.
Sure. Right.
I'm embarrassed that I'm a grown man and I'm going through this. Mm. I'm embarrassed that my girlfriend, while, you know, a great person and a good woman, can't see my side of the story. And all she cares about is stalker calling Jessica and trying to bitch out Jessica because she thinks Jessica's trying to start a fight. And I sat here and I said, well, clearly there is too much evidence against my girlfriend or red flags or whatever you want to call it for me to say, well, maybe Jessica is the one that's out of line here. I can't even go down that road, guys.
No, you can't.
I can't.
No, no.
I just can't.
No.
So this is where I'm at right now.
Wow.
This is a typical thing that somebody would do if they're guilty, if they're feeling guilty. And she's being defensive, and like Rob said, she deflected.
Yeah.
And she's wanting to put this on Jessica. And she's probably legitimately angry with Jessica.
Yeah. Well, sure.
You know, right. that's a legitimate
because
concern.
She's made her guilt worse.
And right. She could maybe solve all of this by coming forth with the answers, with the truthful,
Jessica?
No.
Kara could get the
could
actual
fix
the
this
text,
by
yeah.
coming
no,
forth.
No, well, I don't. Look, I don't. Yeah. Guys, we are in a place where. Like, I don't know where we're going to go from here.
Well, yeah, I understand.
We're at the crossroads of crossroads.
I bet.
Where and Kara's, you know, and I own the aspect where, you know, Kara's always said that she hasn't felt like she was secure in this relationship, right? I own that probably because half the time I'm doing shtick and half the time, you know, I'm never really serious about things.
You've played ambivalent.
Yes. And that, look, I get that. Yeah. So maybe you reap what you sow. And I clearly probably am reaping what I've sowed.
I don't know about that.
But I will say that I'm not going to be Ace Rothstein. And anybody that's seen Casino.
That's you.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anybody that has seen Casino.
Right.
It is, and you haven't.
I don't think it was a Jewish reference, Mark.
Oh.
I'm not going to let any woman destroy my life.
Mm-hmm.
And it won't be Kara. Sure. And it won't be anybody I deal with. And I tell Kara this all the time when she does silly things or inappropriate things like this. I tell her, I said, look, if I want this, I can go down to Maryland and get this. And Maryland, I mean Maryland University.
Okay.
Because you're acting like a little girl.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, and if I wanted that, I'd get into that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't want that.
Right.
I want something. I want an adult, a woman that isn't going to lie to me about stupid ass and then erase her text messages and then get mad at my friend because my friend whose loyalties lie with me decided to tell me what was going on. And my friend who, by the way, said, look, try and keep me out of this.
Mm-hmm.
Try and keep me out. I don't want to get involved. I've got my own life to deal with.
Right.
Just whatever. I'll see you Saturday night.
Right.
Because I told my friend that we were going to work things out, which I hope to work things out.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't know that. I mean, and again, I was trying to do everything I could to try to wrap my mind around why is she lying to me? Why is she now super so defensive? It's because she's guilty.
Is there any way?
It's definitely on her to clear this up.
And is there any way she can clear it up and have you guys
start
at square one?
Guys, if she cleared it up, this is what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Even if I get those text messages, I'm going to see that they're inappropriate. I'm going to see that. And it's not me being defeatist or being an a-hole or being negative Nelly.
Right.
A negative Nelly. It's me being realistic.
Yeah.
And that's why she originally erased them, because she clearly knew they were inappropriate.
Mm.
That's it.
Wow.
So where do you go from here? And Kara, if you're watching this, I don't know. But I'm not going to break anything else of yours. I'm not going to yell at you anymore. I'm not going to fight with you anymore. I'm just going to continue living my life and see where these crossroads lead us. And I'm still going to my party on Saturday night. If you like to come, that's awesome. Just don't make a scene. Let me enjoy my night with my friends. And if you don't want to come and you think that's best, totally cool as well.
Well, what she should do is, if she's coming, she should probably send you a text.
Yeah.
Well done, Rob.
Just a thought.
Good luck to you both.
Good luck. It's no one likes to see anybody go through that.
Where am I? Am I wrong?
No.
No.
No, you're not. And the thing that I pull from it is almost textbook behavior of guilt from her side for a continued period of time. I'd love to think there's nothing wrong.
I would rather walk in on her on top of RJ.
Well.
Riding him like... You know, it would look like Back Mountain.
It would look like the letter Q.
At least I would have some closure. I know that this is happening.
Yeah, right.
It's true.
Not this ambivalence
mystery.
And this, oh, no, Verizon won't.
Shrouded
or
in
I
mystery.
Did this. Yeah. Or
so
no,
mysterious.
Ben's a good guy. Your girlfriend's a bitch. No. Grow up.
Yeah. All right. Well, that said, we must take a break on MikeOMaraShow.com. And we will be back with Buzz in the News. Right after this. Welcome back to www.mikeomerashow.com. And before we go to news, Buzz, may I have 30 seconds
Please
to say
do.
Something?
Yes.
Because it is of the moment. Tonight at 9:57 p.m. Eastern, the Turner Broadcasting System watch the VCU Rams destroy the Florida State Seminoles.
You're yelling.
This is the first time the VCU Rams have made it this far in the bracket in history.
In the bracket, Mark.
As I'm so excited.
In the tourney or tournament would make you sound a little more legitimate.
Yes. If they win tonight, I'm going to put my ring on tomorrow.
Okay? Let me just say.
I'm going to get it out of storage.
Okay. Go Rams. Rock Chalk Jayhawk.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
See?
Nice.
Yeah.
Go
they're,
Rams.
They're playing the Spiders tonight. You, VCU, VCU, go Rams, go!
Wow.
And I do want to say
Isn't
a quick
it the
thing.
Seminoles?
No.
Florida State?
Florida State Seminoles versus VCU.
Not the Spiders.
Tonight is also Jayhawks versus Spiders.
Oh, I apologize.
The town of Richmond is going nuts because both of their in-city schools, VCU
That's
and
true.
Richmond University, mm-hmm. are in the Sweet
16. Who would
16.
Have thought Virginia would have represented so well?
I know. How
I
about
mean,
that?
Even George Mason. They got in the tournament. Virginia Tech, no, but they had three great programs.
And I want to say thanks to a Facebook friend, fan of the show, Joel Murphy, who has a website that
oh,
we
yes.
get nothing.
Hi,
www.homermcfanboy.com.
Cool.
Did a top 10 list of reasons to root for VCU tonight. Number 7 on the list.
Uh-huh.
VCU's most famous alumni are David Baldacci and Rob Spiewak from the Mike O'Mara Show.
Here we go.
So clearly, this year's hoops team is all they have.
I've heard of Baldacci, but who's the other guy?
He was a MassCom
what
guy.
What happened to him?
Class of 93. All right, that's all I wanted to say. Go Hawks. And yes, to make Oscar happy, I know you've had a rough week. I will watch this basketball
Please
game tonight.
Please do.
Nice.
That's right. All right, Buzz.
And whatever happens, you can purge your system by joining me for roller derby on Sunday.
That's at the Armory?
Why
that's
don't right. you text Kara and invite her?
Well, let's see how Saturday goes.
Her team isn't playing?
I don't know.
Buzz with news.
You didn't have to share that with us, but thank you.
No, I appreciate you guys
taking the
time.
I hope it helps
and
on some level.
Do me this favor.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, do not, please, for the love of God, I'm only able to come in here and do this, and I'm only able to talk about it is because it's really because of the format of the show, but also because I believe in you, the listener, that you won't go out of your way to attack or contact Kara.
Yeah, don't take sides.
Don't do that.
Don't be mean. Don't be tacky. Yeah, leave everybody alone.
This is the world's biggest psychiatrist couch.
Right.
And we've all benefited from the ability to come here and air our feelings. Please respect
yes.
our feelings.
And I'm able to do that because I believe that you will not take it to the next level.
Yeah, don't.
And bother her. Or, you know, tease her or do anything, just leave her alone.
Can or you, for that matter.
Yeah, and yes. can we get you a cool compress? Something?
We should.
Yeah, I think so.
Something of
Buzz.
Well, I'm sure this is an accident, but the news today is brought to you by Match.com, helping millions of singles for 15 years.
I'll write it down for you, Oscar.
Date and fall in love. Match.com can help you find romance in your area, even your age, race, and religion. Straight or gay, click the ad on our website for a free trial. Go through MikeOMeraShow.com to get to Match.com. Let's cheer things up with world news, shall we?
Nice.
Can you with world news?
Two jetliners with passengers were forced to land with no help from the control tower at Washington Reagan National Airport yesterday morning. The one air traffic controller on duty on the midnight to six shift had apparently fallen asleep.
He didn't
answer radio calls from the pilots of those American and United jets. And he didn't answer the phone when a regional air traffic control center in Virginia called.
Sometimes, you know, we've done okay without Mike. I like when everyone's here. But I sure would love to know why Charlie was hired by Reagan National Airport.
Clearly, this is what happened. The controller will probably be fired now. And from now on, here's a great relief. There'll be two tower operators on duty in the overnight shift at Reagan National. That means one can be awake while the other's sleeping.
The thing is I always felt ill at ease when I was the only person in a radio station.
True.
And that's just a radio station.
And what's to say that you could find probably one of those eateries open in the middle of the night at an airport
right.
with two or three people there.
Right.
But
sure.
the most important aspect of an airport is the traffic control and one guy is just running it. Like, what type of mental math are you doing there?
Problem is that night he had 4-hour energy. He's accustomed to the 5.
Yeah. A lot of the problem is boredom. It's a 6-hour shift. He might land if he's, I don't blame the guy. I know. It's a busy night. He might land like 6 planes. The danger is, and the reason we should blame the guy, is there's a lot of traffic on the ground. And if one of those planes comes in and hits a maintenance truck that's on the runway, that's not good. That's what the tower is supposed to help prevent.
And I know that this really doesn't deal with this, but I still think it's about time we shut down Reagan National Airport because of its proximity to our president, our Pentagon, our national monuments. It's kept open largely as a convenience.
To congressmen. You're not going to inconvenience congressmen, are you?
It's really hard to deal with out there.
This just
breaking news whenever it feels like breaking.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And I'm going to do this for you, Mark Ronick.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And I'm going to screw you, the listener.
Oh, I know.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my.
Wow.
I've gotten feedback.
Yes.
From...
Ooh.
Kara.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
That has to do with the texts.
Okay.
That Ben had.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm. And I'll let you know.
Yeah.
During the next show. Which you will hear on Friday.
Friday's regular show.
That's what we call a regular. No, it's going to be on the bonus show.
Oh, the bonus show.
I'm doing something for Mark.
Yeah.
Very good.
So Mike doesn't have to yell at him anymore.
Yes. And also Audio Vault in the bonus show today.
But you'll probably hear it regardless. But the bottom line is that there's some interesting events have unfolded.
Wow. All right. We'll conclude this story in our bonus hour this week. Now, the FAA will look into the staffing of other towers across the country because of this incident at Reagan. Now, there was a fuel fire in Miami International Airport overnight. Firefighters were forced to let some fuel tanks burn themselves out while trying to protect other tanks from going up in flames. The tanks were located close to the terminals as well as the runways. At least one flight was delayed because of the fires as smoke billowed across an adjacent highway.
Apparently, someone was trying to jumpstart a Chrysler 300.
Hmm.
It kept the tower operators awake.
Fire officials, I heard.
Yes, so, that's bad when they're mismarked.
Fire officials call the operation extremely dangerous, and they say they do not know what caused the fires. The airline industry and the travel industry in general are suffering greatly these days, especially thanks to the world's various crises. Yesterday's bombing in Israel, the Middle East unrest in general, as well as Northern Africa, drug violence in Mexico, the devastation in Japan, and cruise ships being tossed about by surprise storms. And pirates. Delta Airlines and the various cruise lines say they have been hard hit to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars.
Wow. Hmm.
Not surprising. At least two of Japanese heroes, workers who laid electrical cables to get the nuclear cooling systems back online, two of those workers have been hospitalized because of their exposure to high-level radiation.
Isn't the guy on the Japanese guy on the show Heroes named Hero?
Yes, it is. Yep.
They
just
apparently
drop that in.
Coincidence? I don't think so.
That's kind of queer, isn't it?
They apparently got radiation.
So inappropriate.
Burns to their feet. Radiation burns to their feet.
Gosh.
When their protective clothing failed, they had been standing in highly radioactive water.
Those guys. Really, those are the guys that amazing. That energy company should come to and say, "We're going to take care of your families
forever.
For the rest of their lives,
right. for all duration,
and their children." In fairness, we should also point out that 11 men died in a coal mine explosion in China yesterday. Two other miners are missing and 6 others hurt as coal mining continues to take lives at the same time.
Wow.
Meanwhile, back in Japan, there's ongoing concern about the safety of the drinking water. Although radiation levels in Tokyo's tap water are back within safe levels today, a spike in those levels 2 days ago sent parents scrambling for bottled water.
By the way, Tokyo tap water playing this Saturday night at Gabe's. Check it out. It's a good band.
The level of radioactive iodine in that tap water was considered briefly to be too high for infants as officials continue to monitor the effects of that partially melted down nuclear plant at Fukushima.
Although for 12 hours, you could safely bathe a child in the dark.
Oh,
Rob.
God, please.
Is that, it's not
These
horrible.
Kids are dying.
Too soon.
No, they're fine. Jesus. It's going to be
They're not, but it's still too soon.
Wait for the Asia joke.
In other news, let's move on. We're now hearing that the U.S. may be able to turn over leadership of the Libyan operation to France by this weekend. Westboro Baptist Church says it plans to protest at the funeral of Hollywood legend Liz Taylor, who died yesterday after years of promoting AIDS research. These Baptists from Topeka say Ms. Taylor is now in hell. And by the way, the New York Times writer
Bastards.
Who prepared Taylor's obituary, the New York Times writer who wrote her obituary that ran today, died 6 years ago. At the age of 71, she outlived her obituary writer.
Wow.
You know, Liz Taylor was married 8 times. Hell is going to be like Club Med.
How many husbands has she outlived? Did she outlive?
Warner is still alive.
Yes. That's...
Eddie Fisher just died. Larry Fortensky is still alive.
Right.
I think just two.
Yeah.
Just two.
Yeah.
That's a good
and Buzz is still alive.
Buzz is still alive.
That's right.
Radio Steve Bridges still alive.
We were never actually married. We just texted a lot.
Yes. Nice.
Finally. Finally. I have always been suspicious, and I'm still suspicious, of people who say they found a frog in their green beans or a worm in their pasta salad. So many of these have turned out to be fraud or attempted fraud.
Sure.
But there was a reason to at least listen to the man who said he had found a condom in his shrimp appetizer at the Cheesecake Factory in Scottsdale, Arizona, two weeks ago.
No, not too good.
Not Scottsdale.
Yeah, yeah, the Cheesecake Factory there in Scottsdale. Now, as is common practice these days, the restaurant chain sent the offending item to a lab for further analysis. Aha, says the company, it was not a condom in the shrimp.
What was it?
It was instead the finger of a latex glove.
Oh.
That is, of course, entirely different. I'll have two shrimp appetizers, please.
That's a common mistake.
Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. And the news and today's show provided to you through the courtesy of...
Show brought to you by Complete Tax. This year, let Complete Tax do your taxes free or choose one of their very affordable tax prep packages for individuals, business owners, and the self-employed. Complete Tax offers a maximum refund guarantee and guaranteed accurate calculations. Save time and money. Let Complete Tax get it right for you. Click their ad at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Thank you, Buzz. This program cannot be rebroadcast without the written consent of an authorized representative of MikeOMaraShow.com.
And my account.
Our website is striking to look at and is designed by PixelMeld.com.
Pretty.
For advertising, call Mark Ronick at 301-244-8773. He will answer after he finishes sponging down Oscar.
Oh.
For Mike O'Mara, well, you've had a tough day. We've got to cool you down for the bonus show. For Mike O'Mara in absentia, Oscar Santana, Mark Ronick, Buzz Burbank, and the newly arrived RJ Diaz.
Yeah.
Welcome back, RJ. This is Rob Spiewak saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Call me. Definitely.